This is Leon Thompson with East County Magazine, and today our special guest is Maggie Acero, who's running for Santee City Council. We're following this race very closely, and we're happy to have you here. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, why you were running?
Well, first of all, I'm a 25-year resident of Santee. I'm also a budget specialist with UC San Diego. I've been there for about 14 years now in the accounting and budget finance field. I'm running because it's been quite apparent, I ran 2 years ago because of this, that the city hall, our elected representatives, are not focused on the people of Santee any longer. I'm not sure exactly why, what happened to kind of make them become insulated away from the public. My instincts tell me it started around when the shopping center was built, but it has become quite apparent looking around Santee, talking with people in Santee, that something's going on. A lot of people are asking, what is going on here? What's happening to this town? And I think it's time that we start looking at people that we can get into City Hall, be our representatives that come from more out in Santee's kind of private citizens. They're not part of the network there over at City Hall.
Yeah, so what is happening in Santee with development?
Well, it seems that they're rezoning everything. They talk about open space, but it's become apparent when you go to City Hall and you see all the rezoning plans that open space means on hold until they get a developer that has a high enough bid. I have to say, I think the most surprising, shocking, and disheartening event that happened recently for the citizens in Santee was the rezoning of the Pinnacle Peak property. Uh-huh. I live in that neighborhood. We were not giving any real time to go in and talk about it or ask questions about it, talk about traffic, how it would impact our property values.
Right.
John Ryan, current city council member, who is not running again. He's one term. And his brother, Hal Ryan, who's a former five-term city council member in Santee, were trustees of the estate for over that property.
And, oh, they were?
Yes. And they were able to get the unanimous vote by the city council to rezone that property.
Really?
Very quickly and with minimum input from the rest of us there in that surrounding neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We have rezoning at the last city council meeting. We have Rob McNellis, who is a sitting city council member,
mm-hmm.
Meeting with school board officials, mm-hmm. with developers, and helping them come up with development plans for their land that they have in Santee.
Really?
And building housing units on one and businesses on another. That's the old Santee school.
Right.
That was torn down on Mission Gorge Road right as you get up to Magnolia Avenue.
Uh-huh.
There used to be a farmer's market there, and they moved it.
Right.
So we still have the two ball fields there.
Mm-hmm.
And what used to be an open field that we all used to be able to use and play, and the kids would ride their bikes on it,
mm-hmm.
and people throw balls with the dogs, is now a chain link fence around something that is not used at all.
Really?
So, what a city council member is doing, sitting down with developers and school board districts, you know, negotiating land deals and rezoning of their own property, I have no idea. But unless you realize that Ron McNellis is a real estate agent.
Right. So the city of Santee has done well as far as her budget is concerned, I understand. They've been able to balance budget. But my question is, what about the rest of Santee?
Right. The Santee citizens are basically piggy banks. Keep funding it. We keep buying. Keep giving us your sales taxes.
Uh-huh.
It's becoming quite apparent that they're squeezing us. And the traffic situation. They throw in more and more of these developments. They annex land from San Diego for mm-hmm. 149 Castle Rock development.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to dump on Mass Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
The Pinnacle Peaks property is going to be a townhome apartment complex unit. That's going to dump on Mission Gorge and Mass.
Right.
So if we can have banners up advertising this Santee car shows and bluegrass festivals and the Miss Santee pageant. Mm-hmm. I think we can put banners up advertising public meetings that have to do with the quality of life of the Santee resident and their property values.
You know, it sounds like you're going to be the voice of dissent over there at City Hall and be questioning some of the things that come up.
Yes.
Is that a fair characterization?
They probably, 2 years ago when I ran against Jack Dale, we had a candidates forum at City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy Vopel was running for mayor against Rudy Reyes. He was the other candidate. Mm-hmm. And he said, I want to keep my team together. We have a general plan that I found out at the last city council meeting supposedly overrides our votes at the ballot box.
Yes,
the pod people. And you have a little community pod in the middle. This is what we're going to build, the little tiny narrow street. And then they said, don't worry, the boomers are seniors now. They don't need their cars. They can walk, ride their bikes. They don't need their cars. And then they showed a home like on any street in Santee, any street, and said, you don't need that much room. That's just wasted space.
Uh-huh.
And so what we have, what they voted in is not what they're only keeping Finita Ranch, the name, until they get in there.
Right.
They even admitted that at the meeting.
No kidding.
And so 17% and high density pods, community pods versus 56% move up housing on half acre lots for doctors and attorneys. And this is why, that is why they started calling us the La Jolla of East County, that this was a 180. This was totally not what the voters approved in this city.
Well, it sounds like what we need is more representation for the citizens of Santee, is what you're saying. And
we need to bring them in. We need to bring them in. Did you ever go to a city council meeting?
It's a half hour of,
here's a proclamation. Here's a proclamation.
Right.
They're so great. They picked up trash in the riverbed. Okay, time for the city council meeting. Boom, 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 boom.
Right.
Okay, we have time for one speaker. Boom. Okay, we're out of here.
Right.
You know, and that is not how I love local government. It's supposed to work. You're supposed to stay there for as long as the people need to stay there and talk to you. We have a city manager, city council form of government. Mm-hmm. Very few people know that Keith Till was fired.
Mm.
And we have Pedro de Orso as the interim city manager, who will probably become the new city manager.
So what are your plans to make Santee more transparent?
Number one is to start video recording the city council meetings like everybody else does.
Really?
The county does. School board.
Then play
district.
It on the city site?
Yeah, it's... When you're reading just the minutes, the tone of the meeting, the the feelings of the people at the podium speaking, their passion for whatever the subject is.
Mm-hmm.
With the video, while you weren't there, you can at least know what it was like at that moment during that situation during the city council meeting.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your vision for the city?
My vision is to make sure that we do not continue on this path that the team at City Hall has us on.
Right.
They are very proud of their account. They like what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're very defensive about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep telling the citizens who are saying, what's going on here? What are you doing? Otherwise, you're going to have this high-density housing in pods, pod people, and the City Hall and Sandag are going to be making decisions on 83% of 2,600 acres.
Mm.
And believe me, they're not going to ask you what you want to do with it. You already were asked. Okay, you told them what you want. They're not going to do that. So now's the time to put your foot down, put a stop to it. The vision is to start bringing the focus back, the priority back to the people.
Right.
Bringing them back to City Hall. Video recording, letting them get comfortable with the environment. Coming in with a problem.
Uh-huh.
Go to the business owners, not because you have to, because it's election time, but just to see how they're doing.
Uh-huh.
Outside of the shopping center, town hall, center.
Uh-huh.
I believe that the video recordings would also be a good benefit to our high school government students, our junior high school students, to see what local government, and they have a history now.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to come back to Santee and raise their children. There's this history there for them.
Right. Well, you have a passion for that, for democracy, I guess, for lack of a better term, people actually running the city.
You know, in the local level, it's nuts and bolts. People aren't interested in who gets the sprinkler contract.
Right.
Or who's going to trim the trees along Mission Gorge Road. Uh-huh. You know, that's your job. You're applying for it. You know what it's about. That's your job.
Right.
But when it comes to their quality of life, they want to know. It's in their best interest to protect the city for their future. They would like for the city to be as good a home to their children or grandchildren as it was to them or their parents.
So another issue that comes up when talking to all the candidates in Santee is the homelessness. What do you see as a solution to visible homelessness in Santee?
Oh, well, you can't ignore it. Every community has homeless people. The reason the homeless are there, I can honestly, I've been there for 25 years. Do you know why? Because they stayed out of the way and no one bothered them. But we have an obligation to find them shelter and food. And not leave them to, a lot of these people have mental health issues. And it's not good for the community or for them. This health and safety of both parties is at stake in their path, but actually be a partner with them.
Right.
These people's their lives are in peril.
Right.
On these streets.
So what else would you like to say about your candidacy in this race and yourself?
I hear the citizens of Santee. I talked to them. I talked to them 2 years ago when I ran. I hear it even more now. What is happening? What is going on in this city? I hear you. I think the same thing. And that's why I'm running for city council. I want to go in there and find out what is happening with this city. I want to bring the people in and let them know what is happening with this city. How do you like that? Are we going in the right direction, the wrong direction? The people own the government, the local government. And my vision is to bring as many people in. You know, I see instead of the same get along, oh, aren't we a happy team type of city council meeting, I see people on one side saying, no, this is the way it should be. And this people over here saying, no, this is the way it should be. I see lots of voices and lots of disagreements until we come to an agreement. And that's how it's supposed to work. I look forward to going out, maybe sitting at Penguins having yogurt or seeing some of the business owners during the next 4 years and finding out what we can do better, letting them know what's coming up so that they can come in. I'm hoping my first thing I can do is get those city council meetings on video and get those on the website. That is the first step to drawing in more participation by the people and welcoming. I want them to know they're welcome there at City Hall. So that is my vision, is just to stop this now before it goes any further and bring it to where, back to where it belonged the whole time, back to the citizens of Santee.
Today it's been our honor to have Maggie Acera here, Santee City Council. Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming in and
Thank you for asking me. It was great being here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.